Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Stenhouse. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Salas. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ken Schramm. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett strikes out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer strikes out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stenhouse moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stenhouse scores. Smalley moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel strikes out. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dower settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck catches it and steps on first to double up Lynn. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a pop-up towards the mound. Schramm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stenhouse hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Nolan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brunansky moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaetti strikes out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer bunts towards the mound. Schramm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Dwyer moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. Gross moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Orioles, 1. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it and throws to second for the out. Gross moves to third. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schramm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins won, and the Orioles won. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 1 in the game. Salas hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins won, and the Orioles won. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Schramm covering, for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 1 in the game. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins won, and the Orioles won. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stenhouse takes first base on ball 4. Brunansky moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Smalley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dower catches it and throws to first to double up Stenhouse. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins won, and the Orioles won. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Schramm covering, for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins won, and the Orioles won. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 2 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0 for 2 in the game. Salas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Teufel moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Teufel catches it and throws to first to double up Sheets. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 2 in the game. Nolan hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gaetti. The throw from Nolan and he is safe. Gaetti steals second. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Teufel strikes out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Salas is walked intentionally. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 4 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Davis now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Kurt Wardle now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.